A lot of people in the film world consider Ho Hsiao-hsien to be one of the greatest directors of world cinema. The Taiwanese filmmaker is known for making finely textured human dramas that gently unfold. So his fans may be surprised to learn that the director's newest film is a martial arts movie. But it's not like any action movie you've ever seen, and it's getting high praise. The Assassin won the top directing prize at the Cannes International Film Festival. NPR's Netta Ulubi tells us more about Ho Hsiao-hsien and The Assassin, which opens in New York and Los Angeles this weekend.
The title character is a mysterious, silent woman draped in black. She remains calm and implacable even while slitting an unlucky warlord's throat. The movie set in 9th century China. It's inspired by a kind of storytelling that first became popular then, says Grady Hendrix, who co-founded the New York Asian Film Festival.
It's a world of spies and assassins and gamblers and prostitutes and wandering monks and jugglers. It's all the people who didn't fit in.
Into the rigid society of the Tang Dynasty. The film set during its twilight. Regional warlords were rebelling against an imperial government that had overseen centuries of peace, stability, refinement, and culture.
Everything we've been seeing, all the beautiful homes and silks and porcelains and poetry and this sort of mannered court behavior, it's all going to be dead. It's all going to be ashes in the next 50 to 80 years.
Director Ho Hsiao-hsien wanted to evoke the look of classical Chinese paintings and their times. So he flew his cast and crew to desolate parts of mainland China. They shot on stone mountains layered with clouds and in silver birch forests unsullied by developers or tourists.
So you see those faces,
When you look at those kinds of images, you never knew something could look like that. You think these classical landscape paintings of mountains and rivers must be imaginary. But no, they're actually realistic.
Realism is vital to this director whose global reputation rests on telling intimate stories about ordinary people, mostly in Taiwan, often living through challenging circumstances. A City of Sadness won the top prize at the Venice Film Festival in 1989. It followed one family during the brutal Chinese occupation of Taiwan, in which thousands of people died. The Assassin, however, is a major departure. It draws on fantasy, legend, mythology. But Ho Hsiao-hsien was completely uninterested in making some sort of crass, commercial martial arts movie.
I don't want to make those kind of movies. I wanted to set this film in realism.
Meaning meticulously researched historical details and understated fight scenes. The 68-year-old director says he resisted anything over the top or magical, like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
In a discussion with my team of young fight choreographers, I made a rule never to leave the ground. You don't want to be like Spider-Man swinging around. These are not long fighting sequences. The act of assassination is incredibly fast. The assassin uses a short sword. You have to come up really close, do it, and get out.
No one ever thought that Ho Hsiao-hsien would be making an action movie. And granted, it's his version of an action movie. It's, some would say, an inaction movie. But no one thought he would be doing this ever. His movies have this very unhurried feel. The scenes are very long. The camera moves, but there are not very many edits in the scenes.
The effect, says Grady Hendrix, is a sense of natural flow and rhythm. The director likes to position the actors in front of his camera and then just let scenes unfold.
What's rather odd is, I don't say action or cut. I want it to be an immersive experience for the actors.
The actors are not exactly what you would expect from an artsy Asian film hailed by critics around the world as a masterpiece. Hendrix points to the woman who plays the stoic assassin with terrifying poise and gravitas.
The lead actress, Shu Qi, really it's astonishing to see her in this because Shu Qi is a Taiwanese actress who started out in the 90s basically making softcore porn. And she really clawed her way out of that through sheer ambition. And then she started being in action movies, and then she started being in sort of more art house movies. So, I mean, for her to be in a Ho Hsiao-hsien movie
is a bit like seeing Kim Kardashian in a Jane Campion movie. Hendrix says the film also dramatically upends the conventions of stories about lone swordsmen or swordswomen roaming the medieval Chinese countryside, abiding by a strict code of honor.
If this movie is about anything, it's about someone who's been born and trained to kill, who's been disappointed in life, who has every reason to take revenge on everyone around her and murder them.
It's about developing mercy.
And developing a feeling for justice, not just for the rich, and not just for the intrigues of the court, and not just for high officials or her master, but a concept of justice that extends to peasants, and people who are brought in to do stupid things like polish mirrors and repair robes, that those people are as deserving of justice and mercy as the people whose orders she follows.
Or she doesn't. In The Assassin, Hou Hsiao-hsien takes a quiet but radically revisionist look at an ancient genre. Neda Ulibi, NPR News.